AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled plans to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva on Thursday as Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to press ahead with his effort to split Ukraine. President Biden and other Western leaders are taking steps to impose sanctions, but critics say they may be too little too late.
At the White House,
I'm announcing the first tranche of sanctions.
And in London,
the first barrage.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson say they're going after Vladimir Putin's government and wealthy Russians. The European Union earlier announced its own punishments. The University of Nottingham's Tyler Custera says Moscow needs to face serious consequences.
These are slaps on the wrist.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. sanctions should have come much sooner as an invasion deterrent. Instead, the Biden administration carried out the folly of trying to reason with Putin and misjudged him.
About as badly as anyone since the world misjudged Hitler.
Sagar Mangani, Washington.
The three white men convicted of murder in Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting are found guilty of federal hate crimes against the black man. After the verdict in Brunswick, Georgia, Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, told reporters outside the courthouse,
I knew that we would get victory on the state level and in the federal level. I knew that from day one.
Michigan prosecutors say 15-year-old school shooting suspect Ethan Crumbley not only shot and killed four classmates, he outlined a plan to stalk, rape, torture, and ultimately kill a female classmate in texts to a friend and in his journal. In a hearing to decide if Crumbley should stay in adult jail, prosecutors cited passages to describe killing young birds and his admiration for Adolf Hitler and serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. This is AP News. The Navy says four people are dead in the crash of a contractor's helicopter on a missile range on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. The helicopter was flying in support of a training operation. U.S. women's soccer players reach an agreement with U.S. Soccer Federation when it comes to pay and bonuses. AP Shelley Adler has this.
This is a huge win for us.
Megan Rapinoe on NBC's Today Show, one of five American soccer stars who began the challenge, which led to an agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation. It's worth $24 million plus bonuses that match those of the men.
I think we are really in the midst of an incredible turning point in women's sports. I think we're all going to look back on this moment with incredible pride. But if you're not paying attention to this right now and what's happening in women's sports, you're sleeping on the whole thing.
U.S. women have won four World Cups since the program's start in 1985, while the men haven't reached a semifinal since 1930.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.